Welcome to Good Company for Wednesday, April 13th, and we talk about the happiest countries in the world. Also, how can we be happy? Scrabble, which in my mind isn't really a happy game, but for you, maybe it is. And we talk about the story of a little boy with big dreams. All of this on this episode of Good Company, and you can always tune in live Monday through Friday from 5 till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming at joyradio.ca. Listening to Good Company, bringing you the best in Christian music and talk. I'm Holly Taylor, and the study is out. If you're wondering where are the happiest countries in the world, I am here to tell you that the list is here. So now we know where to go if we want to be in a place where everyone's happy. Unfortunately, guess who's not in the top 10? Canada. We did not make the top 10 for happiest countries. It has been a pretty difficult 2 years, though, so maybe that's coming into play with this particular year version of happiest countries. But if you're looking for the happy ones, you got Finland, Denmark, Iceland, Switzerland, and the Netherlands as your top five. Luxembourg, very, very tiny country, number six, followed by Sweden, Norway, Israel, and New Zealand at number 10. Rounding out 11 through 16, you got Australia, Ireland, Germany, and then finally Canada. So we dropped from 10th place. Our highest was in 2010. We were number five, but we are slowly slipping down. United States, though, coming at number 16, just behind us. So there you go. Happiest countries. Agree? Disagree? I'm kind of curious. Makes me want to check out these Nordic countries. I've heard great things my whole life about them, and now here they are, just dominating the happy list, which right now I think we could use a little bit more happy. So I'm curious, have you been to any of these? Would you agree with this? Would you bump Canada up maybe a little bit higher? 905-338-1250, as today we talk about happiness. Today, a very, very, very special Why Me Project episode. Myself and Johnny had a chance to do something different. We've never been a part of a movie junket. If you're not familiar with that term, it's essentially a big old PR day where the stars of a movie are subjected to interview after interview after interview. We got to be in the queue and talk to some of the cast of Father Stu. So we spoke with the wonderful woman who played Carmen in the movie, and we also got a chance to speak to the writer and the director of the film, and we got to speak with Mark Wahlberg. So we dive into the movie, we dive into Why Me moments, and they've got some really great insight. As if you've seen the trailer, Father Stu is screaming out to God, "Why me?" His story is so complex. It is a movie that was, watching it, incredible, but it is not a G movie, but it is still a movie about faith. And sometimes life can be raw, and the unedited version is often R. And that is the rating of this movie. So it's definitely a colorful film, but the heart of it is really, really incredible when you see the life transformation that Father Stu had. It was incredible. So check out today's episode. I'm so excited about it. Again, Why Me Project, the podcast you can download wherever you get your podcasts, or check it out at faithstrongtoday.com. On Good Company, I'm Holly Taylor, and the world is singing, especially if you visit Finland, Denmark, Iceland, Switzerland, the Netherlands, the top five happiest countries in the world. Truly makes me want to travel to one of these places I've never been. Never. I'm looking at this list of the top 10, and I've got my travel cut out for me. I've been to Austria and Germany, but they're just outside of the top 10. Canada coming in at number 15 this year. But just taking a look at where the happy countries are got me thinking just about happiness. Because you can be in a place where people aren't happy, and yet in that situation, you can have happiness. It truly is a state of mind. So what are some of those things to help create an attitude of gratitude, a happy heart, if you will? And the number one thing to do is to not worry, which is really hard to do, and to choose happiness. I like the idea that you can choose happiness. It's hard to do. I mean, let's face it, you're having a terrible day, but you can choose to pause and think about some of the things that you are grateful for. And those little shifts in your day can help make you feel more happy, cultivating gratitude, fostering forgiveness. If there's somebody who has wronged you, you know, go through those steps to forgive, which is an ongoing process. You might think you forgive somebody, then all the feelings come back because we can't control our feelings in many cases. But when we feel them, acknowledge them, and then we can figure out what to do with them. Also, counteract those negative thoughts and feelings. It is a practice. It's not something that you will perfect overnight. Remembering things like money can't buy happiness. To place your value in friends and family more so than just stuff. And really engage in meaningful activities. All of these things can help you feel more happy, more content with your life. So there you go. If you're feeling like, I can't believe Canada came in at number 15. We're not happy. Why are we not happy? All right, let's shift that mentality. Let's figure out, all right, let's acknowledge that disappointment. Now, how can we move ahead and choose happiness? What are we thankful for? How's our forgiveness radar? And move ahead in a more positive way. You're a good company, so wherever you get your podcast, just look for us, Good Company. You can also listen to us on demand if you have the My Joy Radio app. It's for Google and Apple devices. Download it, and in fact, you can check out any of the programs that are broadcasted on Joy Radio, whether you listen to it live through the app or check out some of the ones that are on demand. It's a super handy tool for, I'm going to say, encouragement that can fit in your purse or your pocket. Maybe you don't carry a purse, backpack, but it's nice to have things like this for us as we are on the go. Today is National Scrabble Day, which, you know, we're talking about being happy today. That might not bring you happiness. For my husband, who dominates Scrabble. Like, if you think you're good at it, I will arrange a Scrabble play date with you, with my husband, because I've yet to win. We've been married 13 years, and I've tried and tried. Just can't beat him at Scrabble. So our family has taken Scrabble and we've shifted it a little bit so that everyone can have fun. My big complaint with Scrabble is that it can take forever. It just seems like one of those slower games as people are trying to think about how am I going to get the triple word score and how am I going to create the biggest word using all of my tiles. It can drag on. So my cousin actually created a version. It's called Take. So it's a very fun way of playing Scrabble. So I'm going to shout out to my cousin, Andrea. She's the one that showed me how to play this. And so what you do is everyone gets 7 tiles. And your tiles become your very own board. And once you've arranged all your tiles to fit into the board, so you're going to create all kinds of words that you want to create, every tile has to fit. When you've used up all of your 7 tiles, you yell take. And everybody else also then has to grab a tile and add it to their board. So sometimes you're in the middle of like rearranging all of your tiles and somebody else take, and then they are just yelling take, take, and you've got like just a mess of tiles and you just can't keep up. And if you're the one yelling take, it's very exciting. And in the end, you see who can use all the tiles up the fastest, and then we keep score. So it's a faster version of Scrabble. It's a lot of fun, but maybe you're just a Scrabble purist. I want to know. 905-338-1250. What was your best score? Because I feel like Scrabble's the game that you're like, yeah, I scored 410 back in March 4th of 1982. Like, you just remember these things. So talk to me about Scrabble. Holly Taylor here. Check out faithstrongtoday.com. That is our main hub. All of our podcasts are hosted there. You can check out all the different social media sites that we are a part of. Yes, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and also some really great articles. Coming into Easter, we've got one that's coming out from Robin Rossi, diving into Easter. And, you know, it's 2022 with the kind of couple years that we have had with the culture that we are living in right now. How do we live out our faith in such a way? So check it out, faithstrongtoday.com. Got a miracle for you. It's a wonderful little story of a boy named Wyatt, and he's had quite the health journey. Now, he was born with 12 fingers. Well, actually, two thumbs, four fingers. And so the doctors had said, ooh, that's going to be like seven different surgeries. He may not be able to write in kindergarten as he goes through the healing process. So the parents thought, no, that doesn't seem right. So they went for a second opinion. The other doctor said, you know what? I think we can do this in three surgeries and he should be able to write by kindergarten. So Amanda is Wyatt's mom and she's like, we're taking the three surgeries over the seven. That just makes sense. And Wyatt is in kindergarten and he's doing incredibly well. The surgeries were a success. So they removed the second thumbs and he has learned to write. In fact, he's very proud of his penmanship. He says he's got the best printing in his kindergarten class. But beyond that, he said he wanted to tell his story. I mean, this is a six-year-old. And so he's like, Mom, I want to write a book. And the book is about inclusion. How do you include people who are a little different? And for him, being born with 12 fingers, you know, having to experience that at such a young age and feeling like I was different, I just love that he has taken that experience and he wants to encourage others. So his book is called Wyatt's Big Adventures. He dreamed up the idea while in the bathtub and his mom wrote it down for him. And he's just really excited to share this story with others. Now, the pre-sale went April 1st, Wyatt's Big Adventure, but it will be available September 1st on Amazon. So he is going to be a published author at the tender age of six. I love it. So there he is, just encouraging people to love one another. He's actually quoted as saying, because of the book, he just wants other people to know it's okay to be different. God makes all of us different. Some people have blue eyes, green eyes, and brown eyes. Some people are short. Some people are tall. And yes, some people have 12 fingers. Wisdom from somebody who is waist high. I love it. I love Wyatt's positive outtake on the world. And I'm excited that he's got a book in the near future. Might have to check it out. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your Wednesday, and we'll see you again tomorrow right here on Good Company.